B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Level of energy all the time.
Yeah. So how do they replace him? No. Like we're talking about one hell of a football player, first and foremost.
Vinny Curry, come on down.
He's the guy they brought in, right? And now they have Sharif.
Sharif Miller from Penn State. Yeah. Josh Sweat's the guy now in his second year. A little bit of a speed end rusher project.
Mm-hmm. Derek Barnett coming back.
Well, Derek Barnett, you straight up have to count on as a major piece now.
Brandon Graham's back.
Yeah. It's going to fall on Vinny Curry, and you hope he's got something left. I think he'll be decent. He's a good edge setter.
And you're going to have a hell of a push in the middle with
Malik
Jackson.
But you don't need an edge setter. You need somebody that can get after it.
Well, would you say that's Vinny's best attribute is kind of against the run, the edge setter?
He's going to be more your first, second down, set the edge.
He's really good against the run. I don't think he's going to be getting to the quarterback a ton, although I hope he does.
As do I. But here's the other part of this. I don't know too many athletes that would go solo cup for the retirement announcement.
It was perfect
solo
for him.
I mean, Red Solo Cup, just like, you know what, this is where I am.
Did you know, Red Solo Cup, fun fact, that inside is the exact measurements of what your pour should be? So, like, the bottom ring closest to the bottom is the exact amount a shot should be. The next ring up is, like, your 12-ounce, and then, like, the top tier is, like, the 16-ounce. There's tiers in the Red Solo Cup that if you're trying to pour exact measurements, it's like pretty exact.
See, there are levels to it.
Wow. Yeah. Solo Cup knowledge.
That's pretty good.
Did not know that, you know.
And Jamie is an alcoholic.
I just ignore the lines. And pour them line
So from what Jamie says, so Chris Long goes out in the backyard on Saturday, has a keg and puts some ice on top. Do you think at some point Mrs. Chris Long looked at me and goes, hey, what do you got on the schedule today? Oh, never mind.
Oh, I see you're just going to marvel at the views back here with a keg of beer.
He puts out a chair, a keg of beer, ice, and a solo cup.
Is that not the way to go out, though?
That's awesome.
I'm celebrating my retirement today. Don't count on me for anything.
And a red solo cup, though.
You like that?
No crystal. You know?
Yeah, no.
We're not going fancy mug. What?
No.
Because we're going to throw this away after we're done.
But to talk about polar opposites here, Haloti Ngata climbs Mount Kilimanjaro with a flag in his backpack that says, "Hey, I'm quitting
on Chris Long's mission service trip."
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Chris Long's looking at that, going, "Damn, that's pretty good. What can I do to top that?"
People like beer.
A keg of beer.
Red Solo Cup it is.
Hey, babe, you still got that pack of red Solo Cups from the family reunion?
I'm not even kidding. I've never witnessed one. But I've heard that overseas, like in like Spain and France and like Italy, whatever, and maybe even London, they have American parties. They call them American parties. With red solo cups.
And they're like, we'll party like Americans. Hey, we're having fun.
We're a frat boy.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like, well, see, the one is for so many, kilograms of alcohol. I don't know. But, they're pretty wild. So, hats off to Chris Long.
Yeah.
And a phenomenal career. And a guy that, like, you think about impact, who's been here for that short amount of time to have this great an impact on the city?
Ish Smith. Alexi Shved.
All right, stop. But seriously, stop it. Like, I'm
Ron Gant.
Honestly, I'm thinking about Ron Gant over my dead body, Ron Gant, that scrub. Honestly, you know
but nobody comes to mind off the. Like, I'd have to really rack my brain.
You know who did? You know, I swear. You know who jumped? You know who jumped to mind? Because I thought of the '93 team.
Yeah,
Petey Kavilion.
Inky.
Petey Kavilion.
Well, coming from the one guy in Philadelphia that owns a Petey Kavilion jersey.
You're damn right, I do. I do. I own a Petey Kavilion jersey. Hit me and like Petey Kavilion's mom. Whatever. So he hit like I think he hit a home run every 19 bats. Maybe it was in '93. Like, as a platoon player, more or less, right?
I'm something weird.
It would, but you think about a guy like... not even, but that's what I'm saying. Like, not even.
I know, I really am. I'm racking my brain.
Who was here for a short amount of time that we just love forever?
I mean, Roenick wasn't here that long.
That's not bad.
Roenick's good, yeah.
What was he, four years?
Something like that, yeah.
Wasn't very long. He comes to mind. I'll have to rack.
Rack him. Who is here a brief amount of time, but we absolutely like that guy is one of us forever.
Yeah,
it's not an easy thing.
No, it's not.
Mutombo?
Mm. That's not bad. He was lovable.
Yeah,
but I don't think we connected
he wasn't
with
as cool as Chris.
Yeah.
Oh hell no,
we didn't like connect with him.
Right. But you think about it, that's an impactful thing.
Markelle Fultz?
Bobby.
Justin Fortnite.
Oh, by the way, speaking of like pop culture reference there with the Fortnite thing, Chris Long actually put out a GIF to respond to Game of Thrones ending. Oh,
well, he was writing the reviews for SI this year, which was cool.
It was. But he said that his whole column was just going to be the Larry David GIF of Larry David being like, hey, I don't know. 610-632-0975. If people do have their one-word reaction to Game of Thrones last night, wrapping up, we will be happy to hear that one word, or maybe just the Larry David, or maybe just that.
Oh, I got one on Twitter that's a good one. You want me to throw it out? Or
go
want
for
me to
it.
Save it.
No, go for it.
Brad Lidge.
Oh.
Yeah, Brad Lidge. He really was only here, what, 3 years?
Yeah, it was brief.
That's not bad.
And he's forever remembered. Like, when Mr. I think Perfect. Phillies now, I think Harry Callis calling Brad Lidge.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Perfect.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. You are listening to 97.5, The Fanatic, WP in Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio only from Comcast. 7 o'clock hour now brought to you by Univest Bank. And all your banking remotely with Univest mobile platform. Easy, convenient, and secure. Live life, stay connected with Univest Bank. Let's get Andy in Deptford up here. What's up, Andy?
Yo.
Hey, man.
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Good,
all right.
What about Aaron Rowland? I don't think he was here that long, but he's kind of
not bad.
That is, that is good.
You slam your go ahead.
Anyone that face dives into a wall, I mean, you know, he's going to be beloved by Philadelphia sports fans.
You know what was really crazy about that? When he was doing the when he first came to Citizens Bank Park and went to center field and looked up and saw the center field wall had no padding on this one metal strip, he was like, you guys are going to get padding for that metal strip, right? And there's, oh yeah, we're totally going to get it. They had it in the stadium, from what I understand.
Wow.
And they just never attached it. Yeah. And then sure enough, boom! Was it Gavin Floyd? Was he pitching that game?
It was a shortened game
because of the rain. I think it was only five innings, and it might have been a no-hitter, quote-unquote. But he goes back, slams into the wall. Yeah, we love him forever for that.
But you know what? A guy like him gets us. A guy like Bobby Abreu would never get us. But as far as Chris Long goes, you know, I think the Eagles really left themselves thin at that position. I mean, you're talking about a league that's predicated on the pass, and we don't have a pass rusher on our roster that's ever had double-digit sacks. I mean, we paid Brandon Graham. He's over the hill. I mean, his best years have passed him. I look at a guy like Ziggy Ansah or even Shane Ray that just got signed by the Ravens. I don't see why the Eagles wouldn't have taken a chance on those guys, because you look at this roster, where is the pass rush going to come from consistently? I mean, that's a big concern. I think that's the biggest hole on their roster. And those guys you're just not going to find on the street to come in and be productive.
Well, yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point.
Yeah, you're hoping that BG is going to come back and give you something, even though he's...
Thank you, 97.5.
Yeah, he's more of a power button-go guy. I guess you're hoping that Barnett comes back, coming off of a shoulder injury. And then, of course, you're going to have Fletcher Cox that's right in the middle.
You know what concerns me, though, Trey? I mean, BG has never been a high-volume sack kind of guy. Mm-hmm. I look at Ziggy Ansah. I mean, he's had two, three double-digit sack seasons, and he got signed for $5 million. I just don't see why they wouldn't have brought a productive veteran who's still under 30 and give him a shot. That kind of concerns me, you know, moving forward with the Eagles. Yeah, if I'm going to pick and choose any position, that'd be the one that kind of concerns me the most.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Andy. I appreciate it. No, it's a good point.
It is.
Derek Barnett, Brandon Graham, Josh Sweat.
Oof.
Sharif Miller.
When you say it out loud like that.
When it settles in?
Yeah. It really hits you. Because Brandon Graham, like Andy was right, he leads the league in like hurries and pressures.
Right.
But he's not a high-volume sack guy by any means.
Goes to trays, almost only works, in two places.
Well, what about Barnett? Can Barnett be a double-digit sack
guy? That was the hope.
That is the hope.
Yes. You're hoping that he turns the corner a little bit. He's still, one of the things I noticed about his game was that he was still, you know, as a young DN, you're using speed all the time. So it's always you want to run away from the fight instead of initiating the fight. You know, you don't understand that. And it's funny, like a lot of pass rushers don't understand that when it's 3rd and 10, you have the advantage. If it's a passing play, you have the advantage. Your job is to throw off offensive linemen's timing. And if you don't do that, if you don't understand how to throw off the timing, then you're going to always get punched and pushed by the quarterback. You know, and that's, as a young end, you need to learn how to initiate the fight and then come out of it.
All right, well, what if I told you this to make you feel a little bit better, Jamie? Trey, how about this one? Okay, so I just mentioned the DNs that are going to get the majority of the
time. By the way, Malik Jackson is a very under-talked about
pickup.
Yeah,
exactly. It's who I was just
I hope
to.
I didn't just steal your thunder, did I?
A little bit.
That's what you do.
So, anyway, jerk. So, Tim Jernigan. All right, he's back.
Yeah.
Some guy named Fletcher Cox.
By the way, Tim Jernigan, fun fact, he was driving around this weekend back home. I forget where he's from, somewhere down south.
He's from Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, okay. And he was wearing his Eagles jersey, driving around in the car, blasting hip-hop and singing along. And for some reason, I found that very funny. Like, I was actually cracking up going, he's wearing his Eagles jersey. Back home, that's just weird. Driving around having a blast.
He might be the best rapper in the NFL right now.
He's pretty good. I listened to it.
Yeah, he's definitely better than Le'Veon.
We might have to do a Trey review later.
Ooh.
Because I think he came out with a couple tracks, didn't he?
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was nice. I liked it.
Tim Jernigan.
I really enjoyed it.
Hopefully he gets some more sacks and continues dropping hits.
So, okay, well, here you go. Your boy, Tim Jernigan. And then Fletcher Cox and Malik Jackson in the middle of that defensive line.
Probably one of the best D-tackle groups in the NFL.
Yeah, so
without a doubt.
You got to feel good about that, right?
Yeah.
As you get that nice little push.
Well, the problem is that, all right, you're going to double Fletcher Cox.
Yes.
He's going to get the double team, so you're going to be looking at whoever's on the other side. If you don't have ends that can really get any push out there, then you best believe they're going to double the inside.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, but it makes me feel a little bit better that you have those guys in the middle to maybe alleviate some stress from the guys on the ends trying to get to the quarterback.
Yeah.
I was not confident.
Yeah, you still got to have some good outside rushes. I mean, that's why you had your Derrick Thomases, your Bruce Smiths, your Dwight Freeney's. I mean, you know, they are the one. If you have good outside rush, then that makes the quarterback push up, and then that's when your D tackles get the sacks.
All right, I promised I'd get to this. We're going to get to it coming up in a minute here, but Boban Marjanovic hit the media tour to promote John Wick 3. And he is, let me tell you, I want to go see this movie based on how Bobby sold it to me. We got that. Still looking for the one-word response or maybe even one sound response to your reaction to
Game of Thrones? Jamie's?
Yeah.
That was Trey's.
Trey's.
Jamie's, what's yours? Jamie, what's yours?
If I had to go one word, I would say corny.
Wow. That's telling.
Corny.
That doesn't necessarily mean awful or bad.
Right.
It's just kind of like,
There was two moments.
It skews a little more bad than good.
There's two moments that maybe, I'll agree with two moments from the show that made me go, ugh.
Yeah. There was one cringeworthy scene
that I had a real tough time with. I agree with you. That my one-word response to Game of Thrones season finale would be, meh. I'm sorry, series finale.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, it's over. See ya.
Yeah, cool.
It was ruined before anyway. 610-632-0975. Coming up, we'll let you hear from Boban Marjanovic on the John Wick movie. We got Eric in Central Jersey. He's going to talk about Chris Long's retirement. Take your calls and more coming up in a few hours on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Welcome back, everybody. Farzetta and Trey in the morning. 610-632-0975. Phillies bounce back after losing 3 of 4. So that the Brew Crew, they're pretty good at baseball.
Mm-hmm.
See them again shortly.
Yep.
Phillies have bounced back by sweeping the Rockies over the weekend. Nice to see Bryce Harper. Murdered two baseballs. Two baseballs are dead. They died a horrible death over the weekend. He also really had huge hands in all three of the Phillies' wins over the Rockies this weekend. JT Realmuto in his first home run since April 26th. Phillies 2.5 games up on the Braves now. It's good to see now a 4-game set at Wrigley Field with the Chicago Cubs. Scott Kingery playing a little center field for the Phillies as well. We'll get to that. But I mentioned this earlier. Boban Marjanovic Now, if he's only here for a short amount of time, he could be in that Chris Long category. Not in the same tier, but at least in the same category.
Well, there's another guy from the Sixers team that could very easily be in that tier and might already be.
Mike Scott?
Yep.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Ridiculous who we connect with.
Did you see who was at with Allen, Sixers
Super fan? Yeah, he was in the Diamond Club yesterday.
This is like, what was that pose?
That's this, like, I think the kids call it stunting.
Well, they're stunting at the Diamond Club of the Phillies game yesterday.
That's but he does that on, like, team flights and stuff. Like, when the team's taking his picture, he'll do that pose.
Mike Scott will do that?
Yeah. I've seen him do it a couple times.
What was the thing behind the I ain't no B word? What was behind that?
It was one of the confrontations in the Nets series, or no, it was before that.
Yeah, no, it was something where he broke into a fight, Joel.
Oh, it was where he got pushed by Bledsoe. Yeah, Bledsoe.
Yeah, in the season, then he ran over and they said to him, will you protect your teams? He goes, yeah, I'll always protect them. I ain't no bitch. And so then he carried it over. Yeah,
it became his like calling card.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, that's a reference to something. I figured it had to be a fight because that was after that fight we had the conversation.
That was the great Tom McGinnis call.
That was the great time. Oh, I've never seen so. That was nice sportsmanship.
Such violence in my life.
Yeah, I'll find
now
it.
Now that we're talking about it.
I think it was early April.
Whenever they played the Bucks at home. But anyway, we're talking about that. But that was after that scuffle is where we had the fight, where we had the conversation of if we could fight one person from the Sixers, who would it be? Or who would you least want to fight was the question.
Right.
I went Mike Scott.
Yeah, I think we all agreed, pretty much.
I think I forget who said Ben Simmons because he's like the quiet guy.
Oh, that might
guy.
Have been Jamie.
Yeah, he's the quiet guy in the room. You don't fight the quiet guy in the room.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, Mike Scott, we'll talk about that in a second. But Boban Marjanovic goes out to promote John Wick 3 over the weekend. He was on ESPN. And I think it was on the show with Rachel Nichols. I forget the name of that show. What is it called? Whatever it is.
Rachel Nichols show.
The Rachel Nichols show. Good enough.
Yeah.
And he's on there with Scottie Pippen and Whitehorse? I always forget.
LeBron James Windhorse.
Yes, of course. And he's out there on that show, and he's promoting John Wick 3. And they say to him, you're getting your acting chops, and you're working with Keanu Reeves. What was it like to work with him? And, you know, how did you get inspiration for acting? And he says, well, you know, there's one particular thing that happens in the NBA where a lot of people get accused of acting. And here's what this is what Boban Marjanovic had to say.
In NBA, a lot of people who flop, and we have good actors too. But you know, this is like different acting, yes. To be honest. And it was like it was a lot of fun. It's something something
amazing.
Different.
Do you ever wish that you could flop? It's a hard sell, but now that you're excelling as an actor, could you flop?
You know, because I feel I'm so tall and I'm like I have so many weight. If I flop, it's be funny. Like why you flop?
Why you flop?
Yeah. We say it all the time. We talk about it in hockey with guys diving. We talk about it in basketball. Oh, he flopped. He's selling it. How many times do we say it with Kyle Lowry in this series against the Raptors last
night? Guy's on the floor more than he's off it.
Exactly. You think it's nap time for him. He's on the floor so much. So he's saying that the guys in the NBA, they flop enough. He's learned from other actors aside from Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. Could you imagine Bobby flopping, though?
It would be terrible.
It would take, days.
It would take forever.
I will say this. I know we... Timber!
Yeah, right?
I know we just talked about him as a guy that we love, but look, in the 0-1 finals, Dikembe Mutombo was flopping all about against Shaquille O'Neal. I imagine it would look something similar if Bobby tried to flop.
Yeah, I think that was kind of out of necessity.
Oh, yeah.
It was last resort defense. Yeah. Nothing else works. Let me try falling.
Hey, I'll never forget it, and it made me like angry at Shaq initially, and then I was like, he's got a good point. And it was defensive player of the year, and you got to flop.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's a good point. I was like, oh, shut up, Shaq. No, he makes a fine point. Eric in Central Jersey.
By the way, I found the cut of Tom McGinnis that Mike Scott originated from.
All right, coming up in a second, we're going to let you hear the amazing Tom McGinnis call in honor of Mike Scott, who went to the Phillies game yesterday. Right now, we got Eric. What's up, Eric?
How you guys doing this morning?
Good, buddy.
Good.
Yeah, talking about the Chris Long thing, definitely tough guy to replace as far as, I think, more character than production. As far as culture and everything in the locker room is where it's really going to be missed. As far as a player that was short time that is loved in Philadelphia, for me, just because of his performance coming back in that, I mean, T.O. was here only a little bit, and I love the guy for what he did.
That's a great one. That is an absolute great one, Terrell Owens. Thanks for the caller. Oh, go ahead.
And also, real quick.
Yeah, you're there. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Real quick, I do think there is help coming on the DN horizon. I hear a lot of rumors going around, and I think that it could be a trade for Jerry Hughes from Buffalo.
Really?
That's what I hear a lot of talk about. I hear like a Rasul Douglas and a Sharif Miller and like a late round draft pick possibly and going after him, which I think would be a great pickup for that defensive end spot.
All right, that's one I haven't heard yet. Thanks for the call, Eric.
Eric's got sources.
He's got sources, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man.
Rasul got cut up this offseason. I saw a side-by-side picture of him. I forget who tweeted it out.
Really? He's all jacked up?
Yeah. Like jacked up.
Were you marveling?
I marveled at the views, yeah. But he looks like he lost like the baby fat and became like a jacked up NFL
Rasul
player. Yeah,
Douglas.
So we'll see. Maybe it's for a move to safety? Question mark.
We'll see.
Maybe. I would think you want to be a little bigger at safety, a little more lean at cornerback.
Yeah, I would. Mm-hmm. That's so, general. You know, yeah.
Just reading into the picture there.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. Something they should have done a while ago, anyway.
Absolutely.
Avante Maddox. They put it that funny. He played well. I think he's still a better corner.
He like almost single handedly saved the year last year.
Yeah.
Avante was incredible. Well, I hope he repeats.
The play in Jacksonville or against Jacksonville. Right?
Yeah.
In London town. 610-632-0975. All right. In honor of Mike Scott and I Ain't No Bitch and being at the game yesterday with Allen, Sixers, six man himself in the Diamond Club, here is the play between Eric Bledsoe, Joel Embiid, and Mike Scott.
To shoot a three and he makes them pay. Joel Embiid. Whoa! Man! There's that Bledsoe! He just whipped the ball at Embiid! Oh my! He just fired a ball! Budenholzer in the face of Eric Bledsoe. He's got to be tossed out of here. Are you kidding me? Unbelievable. I have not seen a violent act like that in years. Get him out. Unbelievable. He hit Embiid right in the face. He threw it from 20 feet away.
And Mike Scott's right in the middle of all of it.
Yeah, he was the first one in there.
And then after the game is when he gave the I Ain't No Bitch line.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's good stuff. Graf Media, what's up, brother?
He also likes to drink beverages while playing basketball, too.
That's true. Respect.
I love that, man. I think he's fantastic. I'm definitely part of the Mike Scott Hive.
Yeah, man.
I don't. Is that what he calls it? He calls it the Hive, right?
I believe so, yes. Yeah. The tattoo
it's really
and everything.
Corny. I don't really get it, but it's all good.
But it's like the Bay Hive for Beyonce.
Yeah, like the Beehive.
Yeah, we're all part of the Hive.
Yeah.
Worker bees.
But like Beehive makes sense, though, Jamie. Like Mike
fair
Scott
point.
Hive, I don't. All right.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Yeah, it's
a
fair point.
Solid point.
What should we graph? What should we go with? Scott's Tots? What should we do?
I have no idea, dude. I'm like you. I'm not a nickname kind of guy, bro. I don't really rock that way, I guess.
Yeah, there you
unless
go.
It's Chief
wear
Beef.
The shirt,
Chief Beef.
Yo, and the other thing, too, Game of Thrones, the word I have for Game of Thrones is Trey's favorite word. And one he gets in trouble for a lot, boner killer. It was terrible.
Yes, we would go with that.
Yeah,
it was worse, man.
Yeah.
It's 10 years, 7 seasons of pure mayhem and chaos, and then you end it with Daenerys somehow becoming an absolute maniac when she showed no signs of it throughout the entire...
All right, stop. I gotta stop you right there.
Major boner killer!
You didn't ruin
don't
anything.
Don't go too far.
You didn't ruin anything because everyone saw the previous episode, the second to last, right. the penultimate, if you will. So, you didn't ruin anything there.
So what did you think about, like, the end of the Lannisters? How did you feel about that style of going out, because I thought it was ridiculous.
No more words. No more words.
Man, you're dipping into places you shouldn't be dipping.
Move on. What's next? What do you got on the Eagles and the Phils? Sarah, Graf, we live in it's amazing. It's like you go on Twitter and people say the most vile, messed up stuff and they're completely honest about everybody else and they just say whatever's on their mind, even if they don't mean it and they just want attention. But the one thing that we have remained a decent society about is not giving spoilers.
I feel you 100%.
Unless you're LeSean McCoy.
When is the deadline when we can finally talk about
a week.
This?
I give it a week. Is that fair?
That's
Wednesday.
Wednesday?
I think that's fair, yeah.
A week is more than fair.
For an event like that, Wednesday.
A week is too long. I mean, you know, all right. If it's going to a movie a week, then
Wednesday.
Wednesday, we go in.
Wednesday,
fair. I have no Eagles point. Mike Scott was my Eagles point.
All right, good.
I don't know.
All right, good.
Easy,
thanks, buddy. Right. Appreciate it. No, but it is funny. You think about that for a second, right? I just saw M. Night Shyamalan did an interview with Norm MacDonald on The Norm Show.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to check that out.
It's pretty cool. And he talks about how he like told his dad. His dad, he tells his dad that he wants to go into film school and stuff. And his dad is like watching a Flyers game. He's like, yeah, sure, you do what you want. Like, that was like how he told his dad he was going to go into film school. Because before that, it was like, you're going to be a doctor, whatever.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty cool interview. But one of the things he talks about is this decency. The only decent thing on social media nowadays, the only decent thing is that people won't give spoilers.
Some people. I did see, like, I saw one person live tweeting it last night, and I was like, that's a bold strategy.
Yeah, that is
I would
bold.
Imagine that gets you pretty hated pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that, you get muted, you get blocked, you get unfollowed, sure. Whatever. But for the I think, can we agree on this? I still think, though, for the vast majority,
yeah.
Like when I saw people responding to it last night, they were giving one-word responses to the show, which is why I want to continue it today. And the word I saw was fine. Meh.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It kind of goes with my corny.
I didn't hate it. You know what I mean? Like, stuff like that. Which is why we wanted to kick around a little bit.
It's no Breaking Bad, that's for sure.
Oh, what a
I went
show.
To sleep on it.
Twice.
Twice. I went to sleep on it. I'm like, wait, I missed something. Let me rewind this. And I went to sleep on it again. Then next time, you know, my alarm was going off and it was time to get a little quick work. I didn't come in to work.
Well, yeah, I think that is another interesting question, though. Mm-hmm. With nowadays, with everyone being able to watch TV on their own time, right? Mm-hmm. What is the proper... Well, what's the proper protocol? Because it happened to me. I didn't get to watch episode. I didn't get to watch the second to last episode till 2 days after it aired. Or excuse me, the day after it aired. And people were talking about it at NBC. And I was like,
Last week, it was funny. I went back and watched last week's. I might as well have not watched last week. Because of the Sixers days I was in,
uh-huh.
I like missed everything. It was like amazing to me. I was like, it was like a brand new episode all over again.
Yeah, you said that. Last week you got done watching and you had no idea what you just saw.
Yeah, because of the Sixers and Kawhi. Sixers and that still, was, the ball was still bouncing on the rim.
You know, it's funny.
And I went through it just so it wouldn't get spoiled for me, but I had no idea what I watched.
Here's what's funny, though. Watching it last week, the episode last week, I felt like the people of King's Landing after the Sixers lost. I felt very similar. I felt as if someone just totally blowtorched everything.
Trey
in my
loves
life.
This conversation about dragon breath.
I watched Toronto Milwaukee last night.
Right? Yeah. You know, it was... Yeah, so Wednesday, we're going down.
We're going down to OTA.
Wednesday.
Yeah, okay, yeah. We give everybody till Wednesday.
There we go.
Yeah, we give everybody till Wednesday. Then we go in.
I'll be at OTAs, as a matter of fact.
No, I'll talk about the Game of Thrones. What are you talking about?
Oh, no, I thought we were talking football game. No. No, but I'll be down there. We can talk some football. We'll talk some Game of Thrones.
Oh, you talking about, are we going to go to OTAs? What day?
I'm going OTAs.
Where are you
going
to OTAs? We should do a show outing.
Sure.
Yeah, that'd all be right. Fun.
Wednesday?
Yeah, sure.
No, I'm asking, what day you want to go?
I'll be there Tuesday.
Tuesday?
I'll look at the schedule, see what
they
got.
Because
we want to see something happen.
I want to see Boobie Sanders, man.
Yeah, I want to see somebody, see the young pup, see how he fares with some of these young cats.
Did you see that J.J. Arcega Whiteside?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see who he's dating?
No. Somebody we know?
No, it's nobody we know personally.
You don't know who he's dating?
No, I don't. I'll have to find her and give her a follow.
Wow.
So I was doing...
This is upset right
so
here.
So I was doing some research... And his lady friend.
Some Instagram research?
Yeah, because I'm going over there to interview some of the rookies and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was doing some research, and I saw that there was one lady that was a repeat, made an appearance in his Instagram. And I went, Sure enough, click, you know, whatever. Warriors dancer. Golden State Warriors
dancer. Him.
Yeah, good for him. Lovely young
championship
lady.
Cheerleader.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
She's the secret. She holds it all together, let me tell you. And I was like, good for you, sir. Good for you. But yeah, a nice little fun factoid. Appears to be dating a Warriors dancer.
That's what's up.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Better catch some touchdown balls. That girlfriend won't mean anything.
Exactly. It starts in the end zone, pal. Get in there. But no, very interesting guy. I think he was born in Spain. And,
I believe his dad was a
both his parents were
basketball player.
Both
right?
His parents were athletes.
Yeah.
So he's a Spaniard.
He's a Spaniard.
Spaniard.
And I am going to confirm that it is Arcega.
Not Arcega.
Yeah, I'm going Arcega too.
I think it's Arcega. Yeah.
Because I also heard Arcega.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, that, see, the
whatever it is, Eagles fans are going to butcher it for the next probably 5 to 7 years. So get ready for that.
Hey, my favorite Philly of all time, Pat Burrell. Let me tell you, I love that Pat Burrell fella. 610-632.
Kevin Kolb.
610-632-0975. All right, coming up, I want to jump back into the Phillies a little bit here because, as I referenced at the start of the segment, Bryce Harper came alive over the weekend. He had been in a big lull over the weekend.
Let's go, Phillies.
And you can't, you know, Bob, the question is if this is the moment he turns the corner and starts, you know, being red hot MVP worthy Bryce Harper, all star Bryce Harper, or if this was just a little flash in the pan against a team that he could hit well off of, whatever, or if this is the moment he has turned the corner. Now, they got a game against the Cubs. They got 4 games against the Cubs, then the Brewers, a little tough stretch here for the Phils. So is this the moment? Will we look at that 466-foot home run as the moment where things started to change? Will we look at really this series, this sweep against the Rockies, will we look at that as the moment that it changed for Bryce Harper in the 2019 baseball season? Will this be the defining moment? Now, coming up at about 8 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Jason Stark from The Athletic and also House Stark himself. And he'll help us kind of understand everything that's going on with Bryce Harper and also the Scott Kingery situation. Scott Kingery gets activated, gets called up from double A Reading. He gets put in center field, gets you a hit yesterday, steals you a base, does pretty well. And we'll find out what's going to happen there, and Nick Williams gets sent down. Also, Aaron Nola, talk about turning a corner.
Yeah.
Aaron Nola, in the warm weather, absolutely goes out there and deals.
He was nasty on Saturday.
Gave up, what, though, 8 hits over 6 innings?
He gave up hits. He struck out a lot, so his pitch total was really high after 6 innings. That's why he had to come out.
And they showed it on TV. Gabe Kapler on Saturday goes over to Aaron Nola after the 6th inning and says, "You want more?" And he's like, "Yeah, okay." And he goes back out there, 7th inning. It wasn't so good. But they ended up pulling him. But still, this great outing for him. 6 innings, 1 run, 12 strikeouts. Matching a career high, I believe, for Aaron Nola. So he might have turned a corner as well now that the weather's nicer, right? You got Bryce Harper, Aaron Nola, 2 big parts of this organization, 2 big parts of this franchise for this season and beyond. Hopefully they turn a little bit of a corner for 2019 and the Phils further solidify their spot in first place, which are now 2.5 games up. 610-632-0975. We'll hear from Jason Stark at the top of the hour. And the sound the ball made off Bryce Harper's bat over the weekend on Saturday, nothing short of spectacular. We'll let you hear what that was coming up in a few here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back, everybody. Farzetta and Trey in the morning, 610-632-0975. What do you got, Trey? What do we got here?
What do you mean?
is this one of your tracks?
All of them are my tracks.
Trey's tracks?
I don't know if you realize this. I've changed every song that they play here.
You're a game changer, Trey.
No problems with me.
Feeling good today.
Yeah.
Phillies get a sweep.
Mm-hmm.
Even, you know, the Sixers fans are looking at the Raptors and be like, we should have beat them. Like, overwhelming majority are going, oh, this should be us. More so than I would have thought. Like, I get it I get a 7-game series. I get Kawhi Leonard had the lucky shot, whatever. He practices that shot, according to him. They switch defensively with Embiid covering him and all that, and people are replaying that in their mind over and over and over again. A lot of people are pissed off, especially after last night. Well, especially that the Raptors go down 0-2 in the series. Mm-hmm. And then basically all the home teams have won in the first 3 games of the series. Last night's game, for it being a double overtime game, was only 118 to 115.
112.
Excuse me.
No.
But still, the point.
No,
you expect a much higher scoring game than that, Bob.
All right. Well, let me ask you this question. I'm going to give you somebody's line score from last night, and answer me who it may remind you of. 5 for 16 from the floor. Well, this part, not so much. All right, no, 2 for 7 from the foul line. Mm-hmm. 8 turnovers. 7 assists. Reminds you of anybody?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Like a Ben Simmons?
Yeah, just a little bit.
I was going to say 0 for 3 from 3, but we know he doesn't attempt any threes. Right. I should have said 0 threes made. But, yeah, Giannis Antetokounmpo kind of struggled a little bit last night. Only 16 shots. Played 44 minutes. Only 16 shots.
Did like, did he airball a free throw last night?
Airballed a free throw.
Trade him!
But my point being... My God, please, somebody on the Sixers, get Giannis Antetokounmpo video highlights and please give them to Ben Simmons and say, watch what he did from early on until now. And he still has a lot of improvement to do on his outside game. Toronto's basically backing up, a la Ben Simmons, and saying, go ahead, shoot. Go ahead, shoot. They're trying to take away his driving game, but watch all the other things he does, and I think it'd be a great learning point for Ben Simmons.
I triple dog dare you to shoot.
Yeah, that's where they're at.
So a lot of Sixers fans are up in arms more so than they were even a week ago when they knew their fate, just because they see how much the Raptors are struggling against the Bucks, and they know that they could be a better matchup against that team than the Raptors could, or can in this instance. So a lot of people up in arms about that. We'll talk about that a little bit later here, but Bryce Harper... absolutely broke out of a wee bit of a slump here for himself over the weekend. Comes out against the Brewers and obviously didn't look so good. Comes out against the Rockies over the weekend, and in all three games in this three-game series, helped the team win. Friday, he had a big two-run double in the fifth inning. Ended up being the game-winning runs for you. Saturday, had the incredible home run. And then Sunday, had another home run. Ended up being the game winner coming in the sixth inning.
Those last two games of the Brewers series, although his stats weren't there, I did think he was getting like good barrel on the ball, and he looked like he was turning a corner. So hopefully it continues.
Good wood.
Good wood,
and
as they say.
And no better wood, Jamie, than Saturday in that 466-foot blast. Here it is, the bat and the call, as heard on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Out to center field. Wow.
Uh-oh.
That was loud, and it is gone. Oh, on to Ashburn Allen.
Yes, sir.
Over the second wall.
This is Jimmy Rollins in the booth, very excited.
Do you want to? How's Jimmy sitting with you these days?
Why you got to make me do this?
Oh, come on! Okay,
look, there's a rule here. The play-by-play guy's making the call.
He did step on him.
Let him make the call.
But that's Jimmy. Jimmy in the box to be boring, or you put him in to be Jimmy?
I don't want him to be boring. Just let the guy do his job. T-Mac's making the call. Let him make the call. React after.
Wow, you hate Jimmy Rollins.
I do not hate Jimmy Rollins.
Oh, wow. Hot take on Monday.
How is that a hot take?
Okay.
No, why you got to make me look like I
the man
love
won
Jimmy
a World Rollins. Series here.
I think
he's a Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. You hate him on Jimmy Rollins?
Number 11. I kind of like him. They just honored him last week, Jay.
I'm a big fan of that, Jay.
They honored him. I guess Mark wasn't there.
It was a special hat.
Nice night. Yeah.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
you guys are
jerks. All in
vitriol.
We are jerks.
I'm making it look like I hate the guy. It's a general rule of broadcasting. Let the guy make
I didn't
the
know
call.
There were rules. I mean, you know, you just let the man do his thing. I mean, it's Jimmy Rollins in the booth.
Play-by-play guy does the play-by-play, then the color guy comes in and then he explains it later.
Mark Marzetta thinks Eric Brantley was a better shortstop in a Phillies uniform than Jimmy Rollins. 610-632.
Wow, a lot of hate for Jimmy Rollins.
I'm telling you. I don't get it.
You guys are scum.
You guys are scum.
Kevin Stocker was the better shortstop.
You know, Jason Donald should have taken over for Jimmy Rollins when he hit 30 years old. I'm just saying.
Right. So he didn't run out a couple of ground balls. My God, Mark. That doesn't make him a bad announcer.
I mean, he's a good human being.
But he said really we're the team to beat. I had his back. Everyone was like, oh, who knows Jimmy Rollins? And I'm like, I'm with this guy. A little swagger.
Until he gets in the booth.
Okay, he steps on T-Mac. That's all. He hit a home run. Let the guy make the call. That's all I'm saying.
Other than that, Jimmy Rollins has done a wonderful job.
Shut your mouth.
Did you tell him how to play shortstop when he was here, too?
I told him everything he knows. Everything he knows.
God, give the guy a little leeway,
Jimmy
Mark.
Rollins hate, man.
You guys are hard. Great.
The rules only apply to Jimmy Rollins from you. I don't hear you bad-mouthing Ben Davis.
Now I'm going to get... Let me tell you something about that Ben Davis. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
Actually, I was going to say something about that. So I never thought about this, but the late, great John Marzano. There's just things that never occur to you until someone just, it could be something very mundane, whatever. But Jamie, play the beginning of the home run again, just how loud that was one more time, please. Okay. imagine being a catcher and that explosion happens right in front of your face.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. And John told me one time, he's like, yeah, when you see those home runs, I forget who hit the home run, but it was a mammoth. I might even Barry Bonds, as a matter of fact.
He got to see Ken Griffey Jr. do it on, I mean, he wasn't, but in practice, spring training.
Right.
He got to see that all the time, and A-Rod.
But imagine being a catcher.
Edgar Martinez, those guys killed balls back then.
Yeah. Johnny Morris was like, your ears pop every time something like that happens.
Yeah, I bet.
Like, just about, like, we hear that, it's mic'd up, whatever. Imagine just your face, your ears right there. When that explosion happened,
I believe it was the sixth hardest hit of his career, second longest.
It was 114 miles per hour off the bat, I think.
Wow.
Like,
Goodwood.
Wow. All right, take it further. Imagine, because Yadier Molina had this happen last week. I watched it over and over again, and I was shocked. Imagine that kind of, you just miss a home run, and it bounces off the catcher's mask after you swing and just miss hitting it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Boom. Yadier Molina got hit last week, and he did one of those. Like, he stayed in his crouch, but he was a little wobbly, and the umpire's like, you all right? And he's, yeah, I'm fine. Imagine taking a few of those off of the noggin for so many years.
Yeah, no thanks.
No, I don't want that.
Corey Williamstown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Corey?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
So, can we all just be thankful that we don't have an owner like Drake? you're down 0-2, you win a game, and you're waving goodbye to probably one of the best players in the NBA. I guess he never wants to see him on his team because that seems like that'd be counterintuitive to be taunting a guy that you might ever want to recruit. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think we don't have that.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there, man.
And I kind of want to talk about the MLB draft because something really cool in South Jersey is a guy played for George Washington this year. He's from Glassboro. Dominic D'Alessandro. He's like a top 15 draft pick or projected. The guy had a 462-foot home run in his last game against West Virginia. One of the first games he played against the D1, like an actual like Big Ten or a big
really?
Five group school. 110 off the bat. Bomb.
Jeez.
So, I mean, it's
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.